They were at Lost headquarters, up on the top floor of a secure facility. Lost agents were all over the place. There was no reason at all for her to fear. I don't want her afraid. That was one of his many issues. Women shouldn't be afraid. Not ever. Bailey rose quickly, and the wheels of her chair squeaked as it slid back. Hello, she said, her voice low, husky, sexy. Asher strode toward her. He saw her shoulders straighten as he drew nearer, and he offered his hand to her.
Ma'am.
Even he heard the Texas drawl in his voice.
Nice to meet you.
Those seriously gorgeous green eyes of hers blinked, and then they seemed to sharpen on him. Her gaze traveled slowly over his face as she took his hand. Damn, but her skin was soft. His was calloused to hell and back, a side effect of his workout routine. Once a SEAL, always a SEAL. Even though he wasn't active duty any longer, he still trained the same way. He wanted to be ready for anything his new life as a civilian, as a Lost agent, might throw his way. As he stood there, her scent seemed to slide around him. A sweet scent. Light. Feminine. Lavender?
Asher will be the lead on your case,
Gabe said briskly. A little too briskly.
Shit. Just how long was I holding her hand? Why am I being such a dumbass with her?
Her gaze had traveled over Asher's face, lingered just a bit on his chin. No doubt she was looking at the scar he carried. The white line that slid under his chin was a reminder to him. Monsters were fucking everywhere, and people needed to be ready to fight them. She pulled her hand from his and tugged down the long sleeve of her shirt. The sleeve had already been long, though, sliding far past her wrist.
I appreciate your help, Bailey said, her voice still husky.
He hadn't realized she'd sound that way.
Too sexy.
Yes, everyone knew that Bailey Jones was attractive, gorgeous. That was one of the reasons the news crews had run her face again and again and again. But there was a whole hell of a lot more to her than just a pretty face. If all the stories he'd read were true, the woman had a spine of steel. Not a victim. Survivor. And that made her even hotter. But why was she at Lost? Since Gabe had just said Asher was a lead on her case,
I should probably figure out what is happening here fast.
Gabe sat down and Bailey followed suit. Once more, those chair wheels rolled softly. Asher cast a quick, questioning glance toward Gabe, and then he sat down, right next to Bailey. Again, she stiffened, just the slightest bit, and then seemed to force herself to relax. Gabe cleared his throat.
You're familiar with Bailey's case already.
Because he was so close to her, Asher saw Bailey's hands twisting nervously in her lap.
Yes, I'm familiar. She'd been abducted, held for days, tortured, and the asshole started to bury her alive. Only something happened. Fire erupted in the killer's cabin and he got himself trapped in there. He died in the flames. And those flames, they brought help to Bailey.
Bailey released a ragged breath.
Everyone thinks it's over. I get that. 6 months have passed. 6 long months. It should be over.
His brows lowered as he studied her.
It's not.
Asher just waited. He sure wished she'd look at him again and her head turned toward him, her strawberry blonde hair sliding over her shoulders. Her long lashes swept up as Bailey's gaze zeroed in on him.